June, Phil Kaplan resigned his seat as board president and shortly after announced his departure entirely from the school board. Current board president Julie Eyhausen announced last week she's resigning her leadership role effective September 30th. She intends to step down from the board in February, just 10 months shy of her term ending. This leaves board vice president J.J. Ehlers as the sole person on the board who has historical school district perspective and governing experience longer than 9 months. She represents District 4, which include all the neighborhoods north of I-80.
With me being a long-termer at 2¾ years, but having been a longtime Park City resident, I do see that there, you know, it's good to have somebody that has history with both the board and with the district. And so if my constituents want me to, I am willing to run again for another four-year term.
She says the board retreat held last week was productive, but she acknowledges the challenges of getting new board members up to speed.
You know, it's hard. It's much harder bringing on new board members than I had expected, just procedure-wise, training. So I think we're starting to mesh as a board and are ready to move forward and make decisions. Not always in agreement, but I think we can respect each other's opinions and come to decisions that are best for the children and for our district.
Former school board president Phil Kaplan thinks the role of a school board is to focus on kids and learning. He says the commitment is nearly full-time and working cooperatively is critical to success.
Being in a volunteer role, it's nearly, you know, it's like probably two-thirds of full-time. It seems like the group could work on better teamwork would go a long way. I wish them well for our kids.
The Park City Board of Education has spent a large part of the past 5 years working on capital project planning that will impact both students and taxpayers. He says ultimately, as an elected official, it's the public that should guide the board's decisions.
I was really a single-issue candidate around quality of education, and for the most part, I tried to not be sucked into all the other topics. But they're all necessary. I think, like, if the public is demanding, like, look, we need accountability around the quality of education. If there's a good voice of parents speaking up around what matters, that's what it is. Otherwise, you get small special interest groups that end up driving a lot of time, effort, and resources.
Both Ehlers and Kaplan said they have a great deal of respect for Julie Eyhausen. Kaplan thinks her experience in the schools as a volunteer and having put both her kids through Park City Schools was a value to the board.
You know, she generally had the right ideas on stuff. You know, she and I were not always in agreement on substance, but like she really, like I always knew she was trying hard to do the right thing.
Ehlers says she'll miss Eyhausen's dedication and passion, but at the same time respects her decision.
And all the way through, I've worked with her, and she just has such a passion and a dedication, and she will be missed, and I will miss that. But I also want to honor her decision and her feelings.
The next school board meeting is October 3rd at 9 a.m. at the district offices on Kearns Boulevard. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.